How important is that curveball coming for Bradish, you know, back-to-back starts?
Yeah, it's becoming a real equalizer. That's something that has performed well, you know, throughout his career and this year, and the usage hasn't been as high to start the year, and he's starting to lean into it now. It's just tough. Like, obviously, the depth spin plays better to lefties, you know, so use it to lefties, but also it has great utility against righties too, and you know, the way he's just pounding the strike zone, being efficient, it's such a different look for both handedness. So it was awesome to see him get that going today.
After a four-game sweep last week, how much fun is it to win a series again?
Yeah, it's just fun to win the series, period. You know, I think this might sound redundant, but don't really look at the past. We got to stay in the present, day one mentality. And the boys showed up with today with the game time change, 1 o'clock. Posted, did a great job. KB set the tone, and offense did a great job. You know, Blaze had a great day. Loved the bunt hit. You know, getting chaos going, and there's a lot of great at bats up and down the lineup. So it was a great team effort today.
Is this one of the most complete wins this season for your club in terms of strong defense and, you know, hitting the pitcher around the box for the first shutout of the year for Bridge and stuff?
Yeah, I think obviously the shutout, first one, like that's awesome on the pitching side. Rush did a great job behind the plate, especially catching, you know, three in a row and going day after night. Yeah, I think it's what we're capable of. We've shown it. You know, we showed we could play a game like this. And so for our guys, it's just anchoring to it, being consistent with it, and being diligent with our work.
This is two straight lead starts from Kyle Bradish, where he looks like the pitcher that he's really always been. How important for this team and this rotation can that be if he can continually be a stopper for you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, especially with F going down and Dean and having KB step up and doing what he's doing. It's been awesome to see. Like, that's vintage KB, you know, the past two starts. And so we hopefully keep that rolling. I don't know about taking a no-hitter, but that was fun to watch too. But he just did a great job being efficient with his pitches, navigated that one tough inning with traffic, and did a great job getting the punch out, not giving in and making pitches. So to me, that was impressive. Pitch count was getting up that inning. I believe he threw like 25, 26 that inning. So anytime pitch count gets high in a single inning, it's good to see him hold his velo and hold the stuff.
Do you think there could be a contagious effect with, you know, some of the other starters with seeing how Bradish handled his first six starts and, you know, made those changes specifically over these past couple of weeks to see the form that he was at today?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're in the clubhouse, when you're grinding with your guys, and you see how hard they work and they're making adjustments, and you see it come to fruition and out in front of you live, yeah, I would think it would merit, you know, some of our guys to keep pushing through. They already have that mentality, but to actually see one of your guys that you compete with and around every single day go out there and make an adjustment and it's showing, yeah, I think it's going to lend some type of reward for us.
How pleased have you been with the defense overall in this homestand, particularly during your last four games?
Yeah, defense has been good. No, it's been great, and that's where we've shown flashes early. We've just been inconsistent. We've had some bad games, for sure, but again, development's messy, and our guys are continuing to work. They have a lot of care for it. It's not a lack of that, so now it's just putting it together. We're showing that, so hopefully we can keep on riding this and keep it going.
You touched on the Blaze punt, but the third inning as a whole, just kind of moving guys over, walk, sack fly, punching a ball to right field for a single. I know you always take the homers and the slug when it's there, but are those types of sequences kind of what you're looking for when this offense is clicking?
Yeah, we're just trying to touch home plate more than the other team every single night. Man, it doesn't matter how we do it. And we have the ability to be a diverse offense, and we've shown that. Like, Adley got into a ball for a home run, but, like, we have guys that can bunt. We have guys that can hit the ball the other way. We have guys that are capable of situational hitting, and we've shown the ability to walk and manage the at-bat. So it's all of us just putting it together when the situation calls for it. I mean, that's what happened today.
How bad is Beavers at Blue Spring?
Low grade is the term. So, like, he's feeling good. relatively speaking, it's not like it's one of those ones where when you're walking around, you're wincing. You know, he's moving around fine. So, again, I don't like timelines. So, but kind of encouraged with how he's feeling today.
Thank you.